Good morning, friendship. The Lord is good. Amen. I am nervous and excited to be up here today, but before we start, let's pray first. Dear Jesus, I pray that your anointing would be upon me and that you'd give me all the words to say. In Jesus' name, amen. So today is my first time giving the message, so I'm just going to follow where the Lord leads. So like I mentioned in testimony time last Sunday, I sensed the Lord leading me to fast. And during that time, the Lord gave me this message that I'll be talking about today. So since today is Palm Sunday, I bet you guys know what I'm going to be talking about. The title of this message is Jesus Rising to Jerusalem. So if you have your Bibles with me, turn to Matthew 21, 1 through 11. While you turn there, this is just what happened in Matthew 20. Jesus healed two blind beggars, and now is talking about serving others. Matthew 21, 1 through 11. Let's start reading verse 1 of Matthew 21. As Jesus' disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage. On the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of them on ahead. Go into the village over there, he said. As soon as you enter it, you'll see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you what you are doing, just say the Lord needs it, and he will immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill a prophecy that said, tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heaven. The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. Who is this? They asked, and the crowd replied, it's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So Jesus and the disciples approached the town of Bethpage, and he says this to his disciples in verse 2 and 3. Go into the village over there, he said. As soon as you enter it, you'll see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and he will immediately let you take them. So the disciples went into the town and found the donkey tied there, just as Jesus said it would be. I wonder if it was kind of weird to see. I don't know. Maybe the disciples were mad, but not mad. They were, they saw the miracles Jesus had done, so I wonder if they were surprised that the donkey was there, or they were just like, oh, this is regular. So I wonder if as they entered the town, they found the donkey right there, or they had to walk a little way to find the donkey. Imagine that you had the donkey, and two men out of the blue came and started untying it. I would have been like, hey, what are you doing? This is our donkey. But when the disciples replied saying, the Lord needs it, I would have given it to them. What would you have done? Would you have given it to them? See, that's a little thing God calls free will. He'll give you a choice, and he'll point you in the right direction, but he will let you decide which path you're going to take, like Haley talked about last Sunday. Will you let him lead your life, or will you just lead your life your way? Let's now turn to Mark 11, 1 through 11. We'll be all over the Gospels today, comparing them with the other Gospels. Mark 11, 1 through 11. You are on Mark 11, let's start reading. As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As soon as you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs it and will return it soon. The two disciples left and found the colt standing in the street, tied outside the front door. As they were untying it, some bystanders demanded, "What are you doing untying that colt?" they said. They said what Jesus told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Many in the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others spread leafy branches they had cut in the fields. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Praise God in the highest heaven." So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went to the temple. After looking around carefully at everything, he left because it was late in the afternoon. Then he returned to Bethany with the 12 disciples. In this passage, Jesus says the donkey was never ridden before. And you also notice that some bystanders asked disciples what they were doing untying the donkey. And when the disciples said what Jesus told them to say, the Lord needs it, they let disciples take the donkey. It sounds like the bystanders may not have even been the people who owned the donkey. So imagine this, that you had the donkey and you went outside and found that your donkey was gone. What would you have done? And then in verses 9 and 10, after Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, the people were all shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Sounds like they were praising and worshiping Jesus. We should praise and worship Jesus with all we have too. Amen? Here's the question for today. Are you willing to accept God, or will you close yourselves up and not let Jesus live in your life? Let's now turn to Luke 19, verse 28. Luke shares a lot more detail about Jesus riding the donkey than the other three Gospels do. Yes, Luke 19, verse 28. Let's read it together, starting in verse 28. I lost it. There it is. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go to that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you'll see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're untying that colt, just say the Lord needs it." So they went and found the colt just as Jesus had said it would be. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" The disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying such things like that." He replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today you of all people understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, you will build ramparts against your enemies. Will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close you in from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you." In this passage, the Pharisees are mad and don't want the people cheering or worshiping Jesus. But Jesus said if the people stopped praising and worshiping him, the rocks and the stones along the street would start to praise and worship him. I wonder if the Pharisees didn't understand what Jesus was trying to say. I bet they thought he was crazy that the rocks and stones along the street would start to praise him. I don't know about you, but I'd like to not be outdone in my worship of Jesus by a rock. Amen? In closing, I'm wondering, have you ever given your life to the Lord? so that when Jesus passes you by, you can recognize him and run after him? If you have it and you want to recognize Jesus as he passes you by so you can run and chase after him, with every eye closed and head bowed, I ask that you would just slip up your hand. If you just lifted up your hand, I want you to join me in a prayer and everyone else join it too. Dear Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross and taking my punishment. I confess my sins and turn away from them to follow you with all my heart. Save me. Wash me clean. I thank you for saving me and that you gave your life for me so I can follow you with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for letting me share this message with you today.